happy, happy, joy, joy. I don't know why I did that. Here's my new thing. When we start the show, Liberty Gypsies, I just like whatever just bam, just pops into my head. Bam. I just throw it out there. Happy, happy, joy, joy. I do have some. I'm a pretty happy, happy, joy, joy guy today. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Seemed fake.
Well, no, it's not killer hot.
It seemed like a cover.
It's not killer hot down here, which I rather enjoy a break from the humidity in the summer down here at the Southern Camp. And it's been a very relaxing weekend.
That's lovely. We got a lot going on. I got a Nintendo Switch for the Loftus headquarters east, mm-hmm. and it is updating right now, and I cannot wait. So we're going to talk about all things, everything going on in the news as my Nintendo Switch updates, because I don't want to start all the way over on Zelda, although that wouldn't be the worst thing. I love that game. If I get, you know what it is with a Nintendo Switch? It's a 1-to-1 ratio. That for every Nintendo Switch they sell the latest Zelda game. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, it's called a racket, but yeah, there you go.
Okay. It is a racket. It is a giant racket, and it sucks because you know you're the victim of it. Because I went to the Best Buy here in Long Island, and they're like, oh, we're getting them in Sunday. It's like they're making them like five at a time so that everybody has to show up first thing in the morning, blah, 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 blah. And I did it. I went there as soon as they opened because they got them in last night. I am the ugly consumer.
Well, that's not ugly. That's just being smart if you really, really want it.
I guess so. Oh, I really, really want it. Okay. So here's the fun thing. We did our first Friday pole dance, mm-hmm. our Friday pole party, our Friday. This is the latest thing we're doing. I think it's a great idea. So what was the question that we wanted people to answer?
Well, apparently this week, Cosmo put out an article saying that rainbow armpit hair was the most amazing thing you'd see today. So we decided to ask friends and fans of the Loftus Party what they found more amazing.
Okay, hold on. So it wasn't the most amazing thing ever. It was just the most amazing thing you'd see today.
Correct. So...
I don't know. I would be a little bit amazed because I've never seen anybody have it. I've never seen the only time I've seen a woman with colored armpit hair is on Twitter or Facebook when someone was trying to convince me it was amazing.
Right.
So I might be a little amazed if I saw that crap in real life.
I'm just not a big fan of women with armpit hair generally, so I'd kind of be like maybe a little ooh. But
yeah.
So we decided, is it Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, because she was actually bashed for not having armpit hair in the movie.
They photoshopped some out. Man Bun Ken,
yes.
Okay.
And then we had a third option that I'm struggling with. I have
okay.
to go back.
This
and look.
Is okay. This is our first one, so
yeah.
we're gonna have little trip ups.
And then we also said other, and if you pick other, you have to explain why you said other.
Well, I'm going to cover for you as you look at the original poll, because hopefully you have the results. I have predictions.
I do. It was actually Nintendo Switch, which you were just talking about.
Okay.
All right.
Now, here's my predictions. I'm going to go down the line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to think, I think Wonder Woman... Gal Gadot was a runaway hit. I think Nintendo Switch came in second. I think Other came in third, and Man Bun Ken came in fourth. Those are my predictions. Now remember, this is the most amazing thing you've seen today,
right.
Not the most amazing thing ever. So how did we do, and we'll discuss the results.
Out of 215 votes, you are correct. Wonder Woman
That's
came
awesome.
In first with 60%. We got a lot of great memes, too, and cute pictures. A lot of people really a fan. Men and women responding, actually. So that's awesome. She doesn't just appeal because she looks great. She appeals for a lot of other reasons. Some of the things we heard is she's confident. She's a mom. She's a wife. She seems happy, you know, completely content with herself. So A lot of good feedback on that young lady who's definitely rising in popularity. Number two was actually Other.
Ha ha! Ha ha! I was off by one.
And we got things like my wife. She watches my timeline. Yes.
Really?
And some other
Poor answer. Whoever said my wife, it like, listen, dude, you're gonna get laid.
Well,
she's your
the
wife.
The other one on Facebook said Michael Loftus because he breaks things down and makes them funny. So
now there is the best answer of the entire poll.
We did tell that particular young lady she was now our new favorite fan. So we are playing
Michael Loftus. He seems confident. He seems secure in who he is. He's funny. He's sexy.
Didn't go quite that far, but she seems to be a real fan.
Oh, I think they went very far.
Nintendo Switch came in third at 13%, and I was surprised Man Bun Ken actually got 7% of the vote.
Well, those are always going to be those people who just want to throw off Man Bun Ken. Listen, I love this thing. I want to talk about people's individual answers. The guy, my wife. Now maybe there's more to it. God, I hope there is.
Well,
for that dude's sake,
that...
like maybe she's a firefighter, poet, slash nuclear physicist. She might be totally amazing. But
she's
just your
actually
wife,
the
dude.
Mother of seven, which includes four foster children with medical needs. Really?
Really?
I know.
Okay, that's
amazing.
It wasn't
a bad answer. I thought it was cute.
I take it back. Here I thought he was just sucking up, trying to get a little boom boom on the bang bang. But no, he's actually amazing. So there you go. I feel like an idiot. Man Bun Ken. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Auto racing? He saw an amazing
auto racing
race today.
Is the most. But like, were the cars on fire or something? Like, here's the deal. Like, here's why I knew Nintendo Switch wasn't gonna win, because it's not amazing anymore. Like, the Nintendo Wii, when that first came out and it had the motion controllers and you could bowl and play tennis in your living room and it was all wireless, that was amazing. The Nintendo Switch is just, it's pretty, it's been there, done that, right? Same thing with Man Bun Ken, which, and this is definitely, I think, with Man Bun Ken, a calculated thing from the people at either Kenner or Mattel. They just know that it's just such garbage that they go, oh, people will talk about it and we'll sell more Barbies and it'll make, you know, Barbie and Ken once again part of the zeitgeist of Americana. Because that's just a dumb idea. That's just a dumb idea from Jump Street.
Had actually seen a decrease in sales of 13% in the overall brand, I guess, over the prior year. So they remade Barbie. So now you can get a slightly tubby Barbie, a short Barbie, a really skinny Barbie, a traditional Barbie, whatever. And apparently they've remade Ken to match because they've got all these hipster Ken now with the dark glasses and then really, really skinny and, you know, wearing jeggings, I think that's what they're called, leggings that look like jeans,
yeah,
and all this other stuff. So there's a whole line of it that is meant for people to be able to select the body type and the persona they want to see. So I think it's Mattel
here's the problem.
Sinking sales. How's that?
Well, and they will rebound. They will come back. It's not the end. I know they're concerned. I think you have all these parents who are like, and it's too funny to watch, as, you know, you have kids, I have kids, and it's always funny to watch, you know, people like, my son is not going to play with guns. My son is not going to play with guns. And you let the kid out in the backyard, and he finds a stick.
Exactly.
And he turns it into a gun.
Chews on a Pop-Tart.
For whatever reason.
Yep.
My daughter is not going to play with dolls. She is not going to play with dolls. You let the kid out in the backyard. She finds a rock and she's like, I'm going to name her Bethany. It's just, we are hardwired to do this kind of stuff. And my kid's not going to play. They are. They're going to, like, for whatever reason, I'm sorry, everyone. I'm feminists of the world unite. I'm sorry, but I firmly believe that little girls are hardwired to nurture. And little boys are hardwired to start worrying about weaponry.
Well, there's a spectrum to everything, but I think like all of this stuff, there was a Lego actually did a great job a couple of years ago. They started targeting play sets for young ladies. And of course, there were characters involved and you were building things that girls would traditionally like. And the colors were pink and purple and light blue and berry, which you would traditionally see as feminine. And all of a sudden, there's this big uproar. Regular Legos are fine for girls. Well, apparently they weren't buying them and they like this Lego Friends model. Just go with it. If it gets them into spatial relations and interest in building things, isn't that what we want? You know?
Yeah, I'm telling you. It is crazy. So I love the Nintendo Switch. It's not the most amazing thing I want to see in during the day. Man Bun Ken never stood a chance. This was Gal Gadot, Gal Gadot's race to lose. She is the most amazing. And the movie is good. It's better than their previous efforts. Yada, yada, yada. And of course she's comfortable and confident in her own skin. My goodness.
I think I sent you that picture of her husband. He had like two signs on his shirt. One was the typical sign you'd see on a ladies' room. And then the other one was like a rendering of Wonder Woman. It said, your wife, my wife.
Yeah.
The guy who posted that had to take it down because he got so much flack. I thought it was adorable. Who would not brag if that was your wife?
The t-shirt was fun and funny. Your wife, like regular ladies' room silhouette. My wife, silhouette of Wonder Woman. He's the only person on the planet that can wear that shirt. I guess Linda Carter's husband could wear it. But, like, that's just fun. And you know what? Shame on the dude for taking it down. Whoever posted that picture and then, like, I got so much grief I had to take it down.
No,
turn in your man card. You're not allowed to have
testicles.
It
wasn't her husband that man posted it. It was actually someone else. And the tweet was very typical of what happens to folks on the left when they do something that offends. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that this would offend some people.
Exactly.
Just
that's the dude who needs to turn in his man card. That's the guy
Steve
who caved.
Martin needs to turn his in. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
It's to the point of ridiculous. We can't even have fun anymore.
That's why in that latest tweet, like Carrie Fisher said, she wanted to be, no matter how she died, she wanted to be remembered as something. It was like strangled by her own bra,
right,
while bathing
something
in
like
moonlight.
That.
So obviously she had a great sense of humor. So yeah, shame on Steve Martin for taking his down. Got to man up. You gotta punch back a little bit.
Exactly.
Or at least stand up for your principles. Seriously, a man who stands for nothing will fall for anything. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. Okay, so that was a fun poll. We're going to do it again next week. That was fun. But I think we all predicted. And if you voted for other, God bless you. And if you were funny, however, they're fun, they're funny, they're a little silly. I'm gonna get into the other responses. But we'll do that next week. We'll do more of that next week. A couple things that I wanna get into right now. And I don't know, it's kind of a tie, so I'm just gonna flip a coin here. The Bernie Sanders and his old lady.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh.
Bernie Sanders and Mrs. Socialist Sanders are under investigation from the FBI.
You love
That's
it?
Great.
You think he's going to stay the most popular
I love
politician
it.
In America?
Absolutely, because he didn't do it. His wife did. As more details emerge, evidently she had to apply. I guess the wife, Mrs. Communist Sanders, was applying for some kind of loan for the college that went under, and I think she might have fibbed on
the
loan application.
And from what I read, Bernie's office put some pressure on the bank to make the loan. Yeah. So
See, this is what I love. I got a little
information. That's what I read this morning.
You got a little information.
But what I find even more hysterical is, and these things just kill me, Bernie Sanders was actually on Meet the Press this morning with Chuck Todd, and you know what Chuck Todd didn't ask him about?
I'm going to guess the FBI investigation. That's hard. Oh, that's hard hitting journalism right there. That Chuck Todd, he's fair. I don't know what party he's affiliated with. It's a mystery who that guy votes for.
Well, I mean, first of all, I can't imagine. I can't imagine what would have happened if that had been a Republican and he showed up on Meet the Press this morning. But all Bernie had to go on to Meet the Press and do was talk about how many people Republicans are trying to kill with the health care bill.
Yes, Bernie Sanders could go on Meet the Press with a freshly severed human hand on a chain around his neck. And Chuck Todd would be like, so, Bernie, that healthcare thing doesn't seem fair. Do you want to ask me about the chain around my neck? Because it has a human hand. It's freshly cut off. You know what? I think that can wait. These Republicans, they're going to kill a lot of people with the healthcare bill and the bing, bang, boom, and the bang, bang, bang. You know, it's a human hand. I killed a hobo in the street. I was down by the train yards. I gnawed it off with my own teeth. Let's save that for another show, shall we, Bernie? It's laughable.
Did make me laugh. What you have right now is Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, and Bernie Sanders under FBI investigation. But every lead this morning was how Republicans are killing people.
Yes. That's right. And then while Scalise is still in the hospital, first of all, you had a little bit of let's tone down the rhetoric. Let's tone down the rhetoric because people are being shot and there's assassination lists in the pockets of the assassins. That being said, the Republicans are going to kill millions of people. Millions of people are going to die in the streets.
Because before Obamacare, millions of people were dying in the streets. I don't recall that. Do you recall that?
Here is, I'm so glad you said that, because this is what I wanted to, one of the points that I wanted to make. It's like when everybody was protesting about Julius Caesar, okay? The point of the play is that Brutus was trying to do what he thought was right for Rome, and he was the only guy. Everyone else was acting out of their own self-interests. They shouldn't have killed Caesar. The senators were corrupt, yada, yada, yada. That point is missed on everybody. And here's the super sneaky one, and I don't think the Democrats are being that smart. But what the Republicans right now are doing, and they keep – oh, they're going to kill millions of people, in my opinion, is putting a little Band-Aid on Obamacare. They're just making little adjustments, little tweaks. It's like you have this old jalopy called Obamacare, and the Republicans are, oh, we're going to repeal and replace. We're going to put in this new engine, put on a new muffler, and we're going to add some tires and a paint job. It is still, in my opinion, we are well on our path to socialized medicine, to single payer.
That the individual mandate is going to be included, so now you're going to be fined again if you don't buy it. Yup. Let's see. We have means-tested tax credits. What that means is the less you make, if you buy insurance, the more you get back, to include more than you paid in premium, kind of like the earned income tax credit that gives you more than you paid in taxes. What else? Oh, pre-existing conditions. They put those right back in, which is one of the biggest cost drivers in publicly purchased plans. So you're trying to solve a problem in about 15% of state or 15 states because 35 states had already taken care of it. That doesn't exist in employer-based plans. So there's so much to unpack in it, and it's ridiculous. Okay. They're not doing that much. This is not a repeal of that bill.
Right. So, in your opinion, do they pass some version of it? And then it goes back to the House? Is that what they're going to do?
You have conservatives like Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, et cetera, who think it does not do enough to open up the insurance markets, put in more competition, are not fans of the tax credits, et cetera. So they're kind of holding out. And you also have some center-right folks who come from districts that rely heavily on Medicaid. So I'm not sure they're going to get it through. And lots of people are saying there won't be a vote on it next week.
I'll make my prediction right now. A version of it will pass, and then it'll go back to the House for, what do they call that, cloture or something?
Yeah, reconciliation.
Basically. Reconciliation, blah, blah, blah. That's what they'll do. they'll come together just to say they did, and then it'll go back. But yeah, I don't know what to, here's the problem. Once you give people these giant things, everyone behaves as though we couldn't exist without them before.
Obamacare was subsidized up to a salary of $95,000 for a family of four. That is not the poverty level.
Wow.
Yeah,
Ay, ay, ay.
and
It's a
the
problem.
honest thing is for most people who are truly disabled, they're covered by Medicare. So there's this population that I think we could probably figure out how to deal with and take care of appropriately best at the state level. We don't need the federal government doing it, and they keep trying.
It is, big government is never the solution. It's never the solution, and I just don't know how to get that message out to people. I try to do it with the Facebook, with the vlog up on YouTube and all that stuff. It's like I can't think of one off the top of my head, like giant government agency that's like, oh, that's an awesome one. That one's going great.
Yeah, no. Story this week, another 100 people died waiting for care at the VA in Los Angeles. So,
Yeah.
that's what single payer health care looks like, folks. If you want the VA for everyone, I have a problem with that.
And I was thinking about this, like when you go to the dentist, I don't, I'm just going to bring this up. I don't have the information on it, but like it used to be, you'd like when I was a kid, you'd wear the lead vest. They'd take the X-ray. They'd have to go get it developed. It was like super, super crazy. Now they do this thing where you've got a camera in your mouth. They take the picture. It's all on the computer. Has the price on that dropped dramatically?
Oh,
It seems like it should have.
I don't know if the price on it has dropped dramatically, but dental care works more like health care probably ought to, right? So if you look at what dental care does, if you go in and get your teeth taken care of every 6 months and take good care of your teeth, your preventative care is covered. If you take lousy care of your teeth or you get into a lot of fights and get them, knocked down your throat, for restorative care, they don't cover as much.
And
So
here's the go ahead, go ahead.
I'm just saying there's things you can control in your health care. And there's things you can't control. So if you're a good little doobie who goes for your regular testing, and when your doctor says you have high blood pressure, you need to lose 20 pounds, and you lose 20 pounds, maybe that needs to be rewarded more than the guy
That's
who doesn't and ends up having a heart attack.
yeah, that's a part of the problem. However, getting your teeth cleaned and doing that basic maintenance, it always costs just as much as your health care covers. Like they always make sure they get every how much is a teeth cleaning? What kind of insurance do you have? Oh, I've got this insurance. It's $110.
Right.
It's always just they make sure to get every penny out of it.
Well, it's whatever they've negotiated with the insurance company.
It is.
So, but I think it
It
works.
all
In
just seems like a racket.
all honesty, my dental insurance works way better than my health insurance.
Well, that's
Yeah.
awesome.
And
Because
I don't
I
hate the
always
dentist.
here's the other thing. I hate government getting into it because they are. It's gonna you're gonna get this thing like you've made the choice to eat cheeseburgers and pizzas, and so now we're not gonna pay. It's all that thing. Like I just want to make my own decisions. If I have health care, I should be able to use it. I don't want to go in, to get fixed up by the doctor and have him go, "Well, you did X, Y, and Z, so you're that just I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either, but I know the road we're headed down is not a good one. Where are the Canadians going to go when they have a 6 month wait in Canada if we go to socialized medicine?
Well,
Think of the Canadians. We can't do it.
what about the Canadians? I just want to make sure there's room for people to make a boatload of money off of inventions.
Yeah, those tend to decrease with government subsidies as well, so.
There's so much about it I don't understand, and
Yeah.
I guess I'm very selfish. Like, okay, all I know is I've had insurance for a long, long time. I've had to buy it on my own, and it was crazy expensive. And when I was part of a plan, it got a lot cheaper. And I know there's members of my family and my extended family who didn't have insurance. They had huge medical procedures done. They went to a Catholic-run hospital, and they didn't pay a dime. So I really don't see the problem. It seems like a big solution for a problem which who knows if it really exists. Okay, so that's healthcare. We'll see what happens. The Senate will pass it. They'll kick it back to the House. All right, more fun stuff. Now on to the truly fun, what I just thought was fantastic about the week. Joe Scarborough, do you watch MSNBC?
No.
Okay.
Never.
This dude thinks he's a musician. He really does. Like, I knew he was in a band.
Okay. And, like,
they did gig. I didn't realize it was original music. I didn't realize he was – I thought he was just doing covers. And so they're interviewing him on MSNBC the other morning because his new album dropped.
What?
His new album came out. And
what does he play? Is he like the lead singer? Does he play the guitar?
Oh, Liberty Gypsy. He plays everything. When he was a little kid, his mom made him play the piano, and then he started playing guitar, and he was in a band. And then politics was just like a side thing. But in his heart, he's a musician, and he has so many great songs. And then the interviewer says, have you ever written a song for Mika?
Oh,
and
no.
I'm, oh my gosh, the answer was yes. The answer was yes. And so, like, I'm looking for a shovel because I want to dig a hole. I'm so embarrassed for him. I want to dig a hole and hide. First of all, he just offers it up. They're like, have you ever written a song for Mika? Yes. And, like, they don't go, hey, what are some of the lyrics? Joe just launches into this thing. Don't make me beg. Don't make me beg. And, like, dude,
what?
Are you begging to be with Mika? You spineless little weasel.
God.
Now, it's just shocking. It's shockingly bad. And then, remember Regis and Kathy Lee? Kathy Lee used to go on the show and she's like, I had such a great weekend. My piano playing songwriter friend of mine on Saturday, we wrote 75 songs and they're all wonderful. Right. And you're like, mm-hmm. No, you might
they weren't
written some crap, 75 versions of crap. Oh, Joe Scarborough is going to release EPs every month. He has so much great material, he says. I got these songs inside of me. And it's just so hokey and so horrible. I got these songs inside of me. And I swear he said this. I just got to let them out. Oh,
he's going into the Tom Brady column now.
We have to get some of this music. We have to get some of this music and play it.
Some point in their relationship, he just took his balls off and put them in Mika's purse.
Right? And now I guess she's been married. I didn't realize this. I think she's been married for a super long time.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe begged. He begged and begged and begged. And she left her husband for Joe. Don't make me beg. Don't make me crawl. Oh, you little tiny half a man. So... there's no going back. Like,
no.
Like, as soon as the public knows, like, oh, that's Joe Scarborough. He is the former congressman or whatever the heck he was. And now he's the host on MSNBC. You can't go – you can't be a musician. You just can't.
No.
It does not work that way. Jeff Bridges, who's fantastic, a great actor. Jeff Bridges is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He teamed up with Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers a few years ago and came out with an album. It was crap. Like, there's a reason you did another profession your whole life. Like, I was in a band, but I...
You're not putting out a new single?
No. And if I did, It would be under an assumed name. It would be some character who never revealed his true identity.
Okay.
But you'd never find out. And if I'm ever on TV going, I just had all these songs and I had to just let them out, I would expect to be punched in the face.
Okay. I'll take that. Like, I'll take Mike that responsibility.
Tyson or somebody. Or yes, or you. So, oh my gosh. So I gotta figure out a getaway.
When you go with the ukulele and you do your stuff, it's all good. But yeah. No.
That's fun.
That's fun. But there is no album excuse. Dying to get out.
No. The songs that are buried deep in my soul are gonna stay buried. Don't make me beg, Mika. Don't make me beg. I have to think that when he gets her in the sack and they start banging, right? I think it's like Gene Wilder and Madeline Kahn in Young Frankenstein.
Ooh,
Taffeta, darling, not the hair. No. I don't do that, honey. Please just, I'm getting sweaty. Did you shower? Don't touch me there. That's too hot.
Oh, God.
A little softer. Little circles. I'll do it. Stay there. Can you turn off the lights? The dog's looking at me. Just God. That's what you just want to flip her over and serve one right in the. But he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it because he's not a real man. That's like she needs a John Wayne. She needs a John Wayne. The dog's looking at me. The lights are on. Did I leave the coffee maker going? Don't touch my hair. I just did my makeup. I'm getting sweaty. Can you turn that down? I'm looking at that. This is weird. My ex-husband would do that. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, we got to get some of his music and play it.
Do we really?
We do. Just little snippets.
Okay.
I don't know how much we can do legally, yada, yada. But that dude, that's just such great ridicule right there. I'm not gonna leave all those jokes on the table.
Yeah, no, the don't make me beg may become a regular sound effect.
Don't make me beg, and then he repeats it again and again.
Sounds like a great tune.
Oh,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Worst. Okay, Johnny Depp made a little bit of waves the other day. I guess he was in England talking about Lord knows what, and he's all, this is Johnny Depp, and when's the last time an actor assassinated a president? I'm kidding. Isn't that crazy good? That's a really good Johnny Depp.
You are actually too understandable.
When's the last time an actor assassinated a president? I think it's about time we did it again.
Yeah. That was a weird clip if I ever saw a weird clip.
Johnny Depp, ladies and gentlemen, is another guy who tried to go backwards. Johnny Depp wants to be a rock and roll guy. He's hot. He was really, really affected by hanging out with Hunter Thompson. Very much affected by Keith Richards. Really, really wants to be a rock and roller. And here's a little tabloid. This is a VH1 Behind the Music. Remember River Phoenix?
Mm-hmm.
River Phoenix had that club, the Viper Room.
Right.
And Johnny Depp owned it and blah, blah, blah. And they were going to do like some celebrity jam thing. And Johnny Depp was going to play. And I think Keanu Reeves was going to play. But because Johnny Depp was going to play, they told River Phoenix, hey, not this time, not this one. So River was kind of bummed out and might have imbibed a little bit longer. If it sounds like I'm blaming Johnny Depp for the death of River Phoenix, I'm not. River Phoenix is responsible for all the decisions that River Phoenix made. However, evidently he was very bummed out because Johnny Depp wanted to be on stage. That's just a little leftist party inside scoop there.
I'm just getting to the point where I have to stop watching actors and actresses talk about their politics because it's going to come to a point where I really can't watch them in anything without going, ugh.
Here's the thing. Here's the scary thing, really. The frightening thing for me, it's like when Paris Hilton came out with a song. Many, many years ago, Paris Hilton's like, I want to be a pop singer. And she got with a great producer and they did it and it was okay. And you're like, wow, that's really yeeg. It's mediocre. It's all right. I have no emotion that is attached to that, neither love nor hate. And that's was scary to me. I'm like, I should definitely have an opinion on Paris Hilton's music. The same and I didn't, and that was frightening to me. The same thing with Johnny Depp. When's the last time an actor assassinated a president? And you're just like, yawn, boring. And that should be a horrifying moment that this super popular movie star is talking about killing the president. And you're like, wow, you are so yesterday's news. That is boring.
Well, and it seems just everybody who's yesterday's news is trying to get in on the act. I mean, I had Alyssa Milano running around Georgia 06, you know, trying to get Johnny Boy elected, Pajama Boy. You know, you had Rosie O'Donnell having a complete meltdown when Little Dude lost. You got Johnny Depp doing this. You had Kathy Griffin doing her thing. I mean, just the number of people that have flat out lost their minds at this point is insane.
I tell you, it is, and I got to watch it. I noticed this. I was listening to last week's show, and I'm doing the, I got a problem with I tell you. That if this show was a drinking game and you had to do a shot of booze every time I said, I tell you, well, there you go. You just did two. So you're almost hammered. So I want you to start.
Right.
You can start now calling me on the I tell yous of it all. I will say this. That'll be my new one. I will say
there
this.
There you go.
I will say this. I will say this, I tell you. And you can do them both together. Everybody who's hating on the president, Roseanne Barr had a couple tweets the other day that were just fantastic. She's like, I'm guilty of loving America. And I guess she got a bunch of grief for that. And then she said, America equals equal rights for women. And I guess a bunch of people got mad at her for that. That Roseanne Barr, she's coming on strong. That lady's woke. She got red pilled.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she got red pilled or what. I mean, I think she's always kind of been this way. But if you were Roseanne Barr, right, stand up comic, ended up with your own show on what was it, ABC for almost 10 years, overweight, not really hugely attractive, being the every mom in a kind of blue collar environment. Why would you think that there's not equal rights for women in America? She had huge success, and she came from very little.
I believe that you wouldn't have to talk her into everything that you just said. I think she went from a trailer park in Utah to being the ratings
number one show
juggernaut.
On, yeah.
Yeah. She that's the American dream. That's great. But for all the people that are hating on Trump, I'll say it again. Like, what has he done bad? I find myself liking him and enjoying this presidency. Like, I never have smiled with, like, the joy of it all with a president. I'm having so much fun with Donald Trump. The whole thing with like, hey, when he like the Twitter, I love the Twitter. I love the tweets. I love all of it. When he's like, hey, there are no tapes. That's just great. It's just like, I love it. I love it. I'm happy. I think he's doing a great job. And when he's like, hey, we're going to have solar panels on the wall, and everybody made fun of him, and go back and look at my timeline for Twitter. I'm like, this is not a bad idea. Like, they're putting solar panels on the wall. My joke was we should put the wind choppers up there to knock people over as they tried to climb the wall. But
oh, okay.
I think that'd be funny.
Death by windmill.
Well, just you could pad them up. It'd be like that game Wipeout on ABC. You could just have cameras on the wall, and when people tried to climb it, you'd put in some of that Benny Hill music. And whack! It would just knock a family off the top of the wall. It'd be hilarious. It's definitely worth a skit. However, he doubled down. He went out and gave a speech the other day, and he's like, we're going to have a big, beautiful wall covered in solar panels. And maybe even the wind things, you know, the bird choppers, he called them. The dude is awesome. I'm having a blast with this president. An absolute blast. There's no people aren't being rounded up and sent to camps. The First Amendment's doing great. I even love that he told the White House press corps, turn your cameras to the wall. It's all good. What's the downside to Trump, I ask you?
Well, if you're the left, it's that you're not in charge, and he is definitely undoing some of what you perceive to be progress. I mean, I'm perfectly thrilled that just him being in office has stopped the flood of people across our southern border. I think that's great. Just him being elected, and mm-hmm. we have the lowest border crossings in 10 years.
Somebody found an article from the New York Times, I think it was like from 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Some big muckety-muck right. in the Democratic Party. They're on record, the New York Times, saying that it's low-skilled, illegal immigration is not good for the American worker, and we have to address it. And now all of a sudden, I'm not even kidding, and now that Trump is just like, let's build a wall, a solar panel wall, they're like, oh, no, illegal immigration, that's anti-American. That's what I don't like. Just the hypocrisy of it all. The hypocrisy of it all.
There's so much of it, though. And here, so much of it.
But he's so entertaining. He's so entertaining. He's so transparent. The tweeting is fantastic. Put your cameras on the wall. You're still here. You're still asking questions. We'll have the audio of it. It's great. And, oh my gosh, The rumor mill, supposedly Kennedy's thinking about retiring. Supreme Court Justice Kennedy. I don't know. Yeah, it might just be a rumor.
There's a couple pools going on that. But, I mean, he's 80 years old.
What about Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
She is not going to retire while Trump is in office. She is staying out of spite.
Wow.
I honestly believe if Hillary Clinton had been elected, she would have retired and let Hillary pick her replacement. But no, she's going to have to be carried out in a pine box as long as Trump is.
How many Supreme Court justices do you think Trump will get? I think he's going to get three. Before the end of the four years, he'll have three.
Two more.
Roberts and Ginsburg.
Gorsuch. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that could be a more accurate prediction. I tell you that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I wish her a long life and a lot of health, and she's probably a wonderful person. She doesn't look good. When you're falling asleep in the
State of the Union?
Yeah, that's not a good look. Mm-mm. That's not a good look. Okay. And then who knows if the rumor is even true. However, my goodness. I'm just so happy that Hillary didn't win. There it is. I'm just so happy. If everything stays the way it is now, and it's just Trump gets to name Supreme Court justices, that'll go a long, long way towards keeping this republic on life support.
Yeah, actually, WAPO gave Gorsuch some props for his first couple of decisions, saying he was a strict textualist that respected the laws that Congress makes. What an idea for a Supreme Court justice. The law says this. I'm going to interpret what it says, not
Isn't
what I
that
think they
crazy?
Meant.
I'm going to base my interpretations on this piece of paper called the Constitution. That's what I'm going to do. That's crazy.
And the law that Congress actually wrote, not what they thought about when they wrote it or what they maybe intended when they wrote it, but what it actually says.
It's fantastic. And I want to throw this in there, too. In terms of, you know what's right, you know what's wrong. I know it might not serve your political agenda right now, but I'm going to give a little bit of props to Bill Clinton. Good old Bill, he was speaking to they have a big mayor's conference. They had it yesterday, and Bill was talking about the opioid addiction and how it's very bad. It's really going to get us. It's going to get us good unless we do something. And these drugs are coming over from Mexico. And so, so there's your ad for let's build the solar wall right there.
Right.
You can tell me it's useless. You can tell me it won't change anything. You can tell me all this stuff, but let's try it. That's where I stand on the travel ban. Let's try it. What can it hurt? Oh my gosh. My wife tweeted out this thing from Christopher Hitchens. Remember that guy?
Yep.
Christopher Hitchens in like 2004. And it's eerie. It's like the guy had a crystal ball. He's talking about he goes, watch out for the mass immigration. Watch out because they have a hard time separating mosque and state in the Islamic world. And if you criticize radical Islamics, he goes, They will start to call you is an Islamophobe. They'll start to call you Islamophobic. And people like kind of laugh a little bit. And Hitchens goes, no, no, they're already using the word. And this is like 2004. Just creepy.
Well, I mean, look at Ayanna Hirsi went to Congress to talk about radical Islam. There was a Senate hearing. And when she was talking about her experience, she was a woman born in Somalia, was a victim of female genital mutilation. She's spoken extensively in this country. Actually was on Bill Maher's show because he believes kind of what we believe in terms of Islamic terror. And another woman who was also subject, she was Hirsi ran away when she was subject to an arranged marriage. She escaped. And so she has been in this country a long time talking about what radical Islam does to women and how women are treated, et cetera, et cetera. She went to talk about her personal experience in Congress. Not one of the four female Democratic senators who were sitting there asked her a single question.
That's just
they're all
sad.
Rabid feminists. They're all for, you know, let's make these crazy consent laws to prevent college rape. Let's put on a hat and march, you know, all this. Did not ask this woman one single question. Not one, because they can't be Islamophobes.
And that is the problem. Talk about putting your country over party. And the Democrats, I think they are waking up to this, that they have no message. Like, what do they stand for?
Well, it depends on who they're talking to.
Well, that's a very good point. However, on a national scale, it seems like it's all just, oh, Trump and the Russians, Trump and the Russians, Trump and the Russians. How are you going to help me feed my family? How are you going to help me lower my bills? They just, if not for Donald Trump, that Paris Accord, the Paris Treaty goes through, everybody's energy bill goes through the roof. They're actively saying, let's bring in a bunch of people who we know some of them will be terrorists. We know it. So, but let's bring them in. So how many people get to die in your little mathematical formula? Let's sign this Paris Accord. And I don't care how much more it costs us, even though we're doing great. Our country's got really low CO2 emissions. But like, who are you looking out for? It becomes increasingly, they're just looking out for themselves. Like that Kamala Harris and Ted Lieu.
Oh,
they're just like, you are not looking out for your fellow American. And
please let them run Kamala Harris for 2020, please.
She is awful, and I'm very concerned about her. I'm very concerned. She knows exactly how to play it. She's been doing this for so long. She's a former prosecutor. She knows how to, like, try to, you know, ask you a series of questions that pop you in a corner, and even if you are able to evade her line of questioning, it still is going to make good press for her. And I tell you,
I don't know. She hasn't been getting a lot of good press.
Oh, the CNNs of it all. When she, you know, why do they keep trying to silence Kamala Harris? Nothing
she's
about
breaking the rules of the chamber.
Right, we say that. We say that we're rational people, but for just some kid that's on his way to work at Best Buy or the supermarket, and he's like, man, none of this is fair. And Bernie Sanders, and he sees that clip, he's like, yeah, why are they trying to silence Kamala Harris? She's just an awesome babe who's just like super smart and blah, 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 blah. That's where it gets concerned for me.
Yeah. I'm not sure too many of those guys actually get off the couch and vote, though. If they did, Hillary Clinton would be president.
Well, I was very concerned about that Ossoff down in Georgia. I think it was so concerning. I think people were so terrified by the Alyssa Milanos and the West Coast money and all that stuff that Republicans mobilized. And I will say that we don't circle our wagons for a lot of stuff, but we show up when it's time to vote. Thank God.
Yes, we do. And I'm sorry. I think, you know, then the little twerp goes on TV and starts talking about money and dark money in politics. Dude, 8% of what you raised came from inside Georgia. 8%. Everything else came from the West Coast. You want to talk about weird money in politics? When in the world did anybody think that a bunch of relatively affluent, well-heeled Georgians in the suburbs were going to let a bunch of Hollywood folks tell them what to think?
Well, I honestly was not worried.
I was not worried.
Oh, I was terribly concerned.
I wasn't. Not living here. I mean,
We will go back and listen to the episode where we talked about it, and we'll see what your stance was, Gypsy.
It's just okay. So what I found out today that I didn't know, last time Price ran, he ran against a person who didn't exist. That's why he got 23%.
Price was the Georgia Congress guy.
He was the guy that the election was done to replace. He's now the Health and Human Services Secretary.
Gotcha. Who did he run against in the last election? Who did better than Ossoff?
Ron Snodsberry, who's not even a real person.
That's hilarious.
And he got like 43% of the vote, which was more votes because it was also a presidential election year. But before that, the Democrats didn't even run anyone. Why did they think they were going to flip it this year? They're relying solely on Trump hate because Georgia was not that district. Trump only won by 1.5 points, not a huge margin and not what you would normally expect in this state. So the state itself wasn't particularly Trumpy, though he did win the state. But it's like they think we can't discern the difference between our representative in Congress and the president.
Well, they're not going to get a lot of. I'm still concerned about that's going to motivate a bunch of millennials and young people like stop Donald Trump, stop Donald Trump. However, here's a wonderful piece of news. The Pride March is going on in New York today as we record this. And it's just the Pride March. There's no resist. There's no, you know, big political thing. It's just a bunch of people who have a different lifestyle getting together and having a march. That's great.
No, that's great that we don't have to, you know, that you can just be together and not be like bashing on the president who actually hasn't done anything to you.
Here's the only, I guess in the gay pride march in Chicago, a bunch of Jewish gay people had a rainbow flag that had a white Star of David on it, and they were told don't use that flag, don't use that one, it makes us uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, and I think we're seeing this in a couple of different places now. So I talked a little bit about Ian Hersey, who spoke in front of Congress and has one perception on feminism and how we ought to be supporting that globally. Now you have the gay community who's saying, okay, you can be proud to be gay, but you can't be proud to be Jewish. It's like this whole idea of what they call intersectionalism, which means that there's like this hierarchy of privilege, which I just find so ridiculous. They're running into each other. You had Black Lives Matter stop a gay pride parade. Now you have the LGBTQ community saying, okay, you can't express that you're Jewish. You have women in Congress who are diehard feminists not asking questions about like significant global women's issues. It's like all these little groups that the Democrats and the radical left have cut us up into, they're now starting to butt up against one another, and I'm going to be really interested to see what happens.
And I say let that roll. Just let it roll.
I think it's great.
The idea of female genital mutilation is so horrifying, and women, if you can't get together on that is bad, you've got real problems.
Instead you put a Sharia proponent who's a known anti-Semite at the head of your march.
There is a wonderful short film. I saw it on Facebook the other day. A friend of mine posted it. This award-winning short animated film all about the clitoris and how wonderful and misunderstood. And it's really funny and it's entertaining and you learn a lot. And I would invite any and every woman to watch that little animated film. It's a French movie. It's great. And just the idea of going and just hacking someone's genital. It's heartbreaking. And be mad at Sigmund Freud. Be mad at Sigmund Freud. Everybody was down. Everybody was down with the clit until Sigmund Freud came along and started this whole thing about no. It's not about the clitoris. It's about vaginal orgasm. So if you want to be mad at anybody, be mad at old Sigmund Freud and the people who are running around chopping up little girls' genitals.
Well, and I'm kind of mad at those female Democrats who can't seem to get beyond. Because we have pay equity problems in the United States, how can we comment on this? Oh, we can comment on this. We can comment on this because this is barbaric.
Yeah, it's like Saudi Arabia and China are on the Human Rights UN Council. They have no problem commenting on stuff.
Your moral relativism just made my head explode. Like, seriously. How can you say these things are even remotely equal?
It's just the cheap way out. It's the cheap way out. Mm-hmm. I can't comment on that because we have our own problems here. Not every taxi driver has a pair of Air Jordans. So I can't talk about how they're chopping the feet off of it's insanity.
Insanity.
Okay. And I would say this to the Democrats, any of my liberal friends that are listening as we round the home stretch. It's like I said on the vlog on Facebook. I didn't really say these exact words, but the tone. It's the message, you guys. Right now they're throwing Nancy Pelosi under the bus. Oh, Nancy Pelosi. Is it time for her to go? Is it time for her to go? Well, if she was the one who said we shouldn't run on real issues, we should just run on a message of anti-Trump and Russia, then yes, she should go. Other than that, you guys have much bigger problems than... And Nancy Pelosi.
They can't get one message nationally that will make all the little buckets they've carved up with everybody happy.
Their only other universal message that comes from Bernie Sanders is this isn't fair.
Yeah.
This isn't. And I take umbrage with the video, this week's video. And this is a perfect segue. This is perfect. So many shares on that thing. Because that was the idea of it is like, hey, Democrats, your message is crap. That's why you're losing. And some dude wrote in, and thank you guys for sharing that video. That's like a record-breaking best shares. Everybody was throwing that around the internet. Thank you so much. It's awesome. It makes me feel good. It brings a smile to my face, and I'm happy. And thanks for being a part of this. So I said that your only message is it's not fair or that big government is the answer. And some dude wrote in, this is the stupidest video I've ever seen. Da-da-da-da-da. And I wrote him back. He's like, no one's saying this isn't fair. No one's saying this isn't fair. And I'm like, dude, have you listened to, that's all Bernie ran on. That's all he ran on. And he's the most popular politician in America. Have you been in a coma? What the heck?
Then we had that other young man who was writing novels.
It's that guy.
Julian.
We won't say his last name.
Julian. I'm not going to say your last name, but Julian, go get a job. If you have that much time to write that much on Facebook, you need to find something else productive to do.
I will give this up for Julian. At least he supported his argument with links.
Yeah.
But for his initial salvo into the thing, because I said, hey, thanks for chiming in. However, if you haven't heard Bernie say, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, it is time.
You lost me in gerrymandering.
Gerrymandering?
Yes, Republicans only win because they manage the districts so that all the Republicans get to vote together. I challenged him to divide districts in North Georgia because we don't even have Democrats run. No Democrat is going to win here. It's just the way it is, you know. You can't gerrymander a governorship. It's a state, and 32 of them have Republican governors.
And if you want to look at gerrymandering, look at how they divvied up California. There are some serious. They have those little districts that go right around a neighborhood. And
Well, and then look at how they decide to do their elections, top two instead of top one by party.
Yes.
You know?
California
crazy.
Has real
You're gonna
problems.
tell me you're gonna talk to me about gerrymandering in Georgia while you sit in LA, Julian? I don't think so.
Julian, don't make me beg, Julian. Don't make me beg. Okay, we gotta do a couple Michaeltopias. In the real world, things are crazy and hard to understand, but in Michaeltopia we have a different set of rules, different set of laws, and things work a lot better. Do you have a Michaeltopia, Gypsy?
I do.
Bring it.
In Michaeltopia, you are not allowed to tell me what the next bill is going to contain before they've even put a draft out.
What are you talking about?
All these people that say Republicans are killing people are telling me what the tax cuts are going to look like. We don't have any idea if there's A, even going to be tax cuts, and if there are, what they're going to look like, because some of the significant components of Ryan's plan are dead. Nobody's going to vote for him. So don't tell me how this is going to interact with something else until we have something else.
Thank you. Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth yeah. Warren's out there, and Chuck Schumer. This is just a giant transfer of wealth from the poor people to the rich people. That's all this is. Just
there's a means-tested tax credit. That means if you make less, you get more back. That's where the transfer is.
There you have it. My Michaeltopia is a little bit more pop culture-y. Michaeltopia, we have to start the Transformers film franchise completely over, and Michael Bay is not allowed to be part of it.
Uh-oh.
Michael Bay does not like the Transformers. I don't think he enjoys the rich and storied tradition of the Transformers, and he keeps making these movies. I'm terrified to see the new one because of all the damage he does. It's a great franchise. Someone who loves it should be in charge. Michael Bay, stay away from the Transformers. That's our show.
But you're still going to go see it.
Oh, I will, and I'll see it on the big screen. It's a train wreck. It's a train wreck. In the last Transformers movie, he had this giant set piece that took place in China because he's got a sheet that says, ooh, the Chinese audience is super important. So he's like, okay, there's dinosaur Transformers, and they're fighting in China. Day, day, day. And it worked. And everybody went. And it made a lot of money. Yes, I will probably go see it. I want to see Wonder Woman again. However, that's going to have to wait. Transformers is out there. Spider-Man's coming out soon. I can't wait to see that. There's a bunch of other big blockbusters. I'll wait for DVD or Blu-ray for the new Pirates of the Caribbean. However, I want to talk about the Transformers. That'll be great. Oh, I'm doing stand-up tonight. By the time you listen to this, I will have already done my show. So I'll tell you right now, it went okay. I tried some new jokes. It was all right. So lots of stuff. Thank you so much. And I'm not even kidding about the Facebook and the Twitter. A lot more people on Twitter. A lot more people on Facebook. You guys are sharing the videos, and it's wonderful and fun to watch. It's wonderful and fun to watch, and I'm having a blast doing this. This whole thing is a giant, artistic. In a weird way, like an experiment, and I'm digging it. And as rational, fun-loving people, as we find each other and support one another, it's just going to get better and better. So thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week. I love you all as individuals.